Welcome to the Avraham Yerushalmi Share, sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Eruvin Daf Samech Gimel in the Hoizva Odor edition, Perek a series starting Halacha Hey. Sok the Mishnah. Haboine Aliyo Gabei Shnei Batim. There's two houses in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, one across from each other, and one builds a rooftop on top of them. So now the area between the houses is covered. Vechen Ksharim HaMefulosh. I mean, you have a bridge, the two sides of the bridge are walls, where the bridge goes from one side to another, the other two sides are open. Metaltim tachteim b'shabes divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says you can carry underneath him. Why? You see, pitik or yoriv isoisim, the edge of the roof goes down, and both sides, and you have here four mechitzes. The chachoy moishrim, they say you don't say pitiko in two sides, only in one side. V'hoidomar av yudom me'arvim b'movei mefulosh, the chachoy moishrim. If you have a mother, which means you have only two walls to this street, so you could do an Eruv. Chachamim say, no, you have to have at least three walls. So either Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that two mechitzes is enough midoraisa, and Rabbanu Machmir, so they asked you to put a lechi, a kairo, or they asked you to say pitikra, or the Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is considered to be four mechitzes, because the lechi and the kairo of this mavoi is going to be the third and the fourth mechitza. We don't find in the Torah the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has a roof to it. If you have a roof, it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim anymore. How do we know that? Where did we learn Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from? From how it was in the Midbar. Was there a roof in the Midbar? Of course not. So Rosh Hashanah Rabbim doesn't have a ceiling. Says the Gemara, our Mish doesn't work that way. Because Ella, we said, if you have this open bridges, according to Chachamim, now let it carry. Says the Gemara, Chachamim did not say it's Chiyuv Chatos. Midoraisa, this is now Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, says the Gemara. It's only a Chumah Derabanan. So they say it's also to carry, but it's not also Midoraisa. Ma'u she'etzorech mechitzo, meaning according to Abiyudo, that he says here, Pitiku. Do you need any mechitzas? Happens to be that we talk about a case that you have two houses, or it's a bridge that has two walls. But let's say you have no walls at all. You have only a rooftop. Do I say pitikur yoriv isoisim in all four sides? Rav Amar tzorich mechitza. You need to have at least two mechitzas in order to say pitikur. Yisoyim ain't tzorich mechitza. In order to have mechitza, you can do pitikur from all sides. Amar chaverayu kamei avyoisi. Yois omar rabo. I mean, Rava said, well, you see here from Yerushalmi, Rava is Rav Bo. That's what Rava means. He says, Rava is saying good. We learned earlier in the Masechto. Meaning, when you have a pit and between two chatzeris, so the discussion there in the Mishnah, do you need to have a wall in the bar, a specific wall for the bar, or the mechitza above the bar is good enough to be the mechitza? Rava says the mechitza above the bar is good enough. You see, according to Rav Yehuda, you also have to have a koisel. Why do you have to have a wall? Just have a beam, and the beam will say pitikur yoriv isoisim, and that will be good enough. Master the reader requires to have a wall. Amalain taman sheyesham tikro ein tzorich mechitzo. Pramocha sheyesham tikro tzorich mechitzo. He says very simple. When we have a real roof, then I say pitikur yoriv isoisim even from all four sides. But when we have a beam is not good enough to say pitikur. Rav Chaim brings the explanation because the koiro, this beam we talk about, doesn't have the width of four. It needs to be a real roof in order to do pitikur. So the Gemara says, you do say pitik from all sides, and on the bar, we're not talking about a case, so you have the proper roofs, therefore you need the wall. So the Gemara, the Alma Avyuda here, the Dal doesn't fit here, but we're just quoting Gemara Leil, Negeatu HaSugyo, that's where you bring the same Lashon we had before. When the Avyuda say that you could just rely on the pitikro, yeah, let's say in the case of the bridge, or the case that you have the second floor above the two houses, it's only if it's opened up to a biko, to a valley where not many people are walking there. But if it's a place open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then many are going through it. So that's mevata the pitikro, and you can't rely on the pitikro. Says the Gemara, b'shein shemechitzo. Shemechitzo mutar. Just continue with the Gemara said before. Rabbi Yehuda, you say pitikro from all four sides, at least according to one mandama. And he said it only if it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If you have many people walking there, you don't say pitikro from all sides. But if you have two real walls, and two, they're doing pitikro. So Rabbi Yehuda will agree, you do pitikro, even though Rabbim are going through it. And the Primoisha says, this is the raya to Rabbi Yossi, that you don't need a mechitza. Only when Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is going through it, you need a mechitza. But in general, Rabbi Yehuda will agree that pitikro is from all sides. With this, we conclude the ninth paragraph of Seches Eruvin, Hadralach Perek Kol Gago Sahir, Hadralach Perek Kol Gago Sahir. Starting the tenth and final parak of Maseches Eruvin. Zog the Mishnah. Hamoitzet tefillin machnisem zug zug. Someone's going in the street, in Mishus Rabim, and he sees tefillin in the street. So he should go into the house, zug zug means he puts in the tefillin shayad, tefillin shiroish, the pair of tefillin, and he brings it into the house, he wears them, tech malbush, and he goes into the house. You could put two pairs of tefillin shayad and two pairs of tefillin shiroish together. That's only old tefillin. Yeah, the cheskas kashrus, they're probably their kosher. I'll be chadoshes if it's new tefillin pater, because you don't even know if it's kashrus. Therefore, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Continues the mishnah of sevachim on base. Matzot tzvosim or krichos. He finds a pile of pears. Tzvoti means that the pears, the yad and roish, are connected together. Krichos are just piles of tefillin. So then machshich aleim umevion. He waits it till the night, and then he brings them in. He doesn't carry them inside. The Reb Chaim quotes the Bavli that if it will take him until the end of Shabbos to carry them, so you just wait till the end of Shabbos and bring them all in one shot. That is a sakana to have tefillin, so he just covers them and he leaves. So the Gemara amoytzet tefillin v'chulei amoytzet tefillin machnisa zug zug derech malbush achas beroish v'achas v'zorah. That's the pshat in Rabbanon. You go tefillin into the inside. Zug zug means wear malbush, the way you wear tefillin, one on the head, one on the v'zorah. Shtayim means two in the head, two in the Zroya, and the Gemara soon they're going to explain exactly the Shita on Gamliel. But in the meantime, now that we mentioned that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, our Mishnah is saying, don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, only if you find it in the street you bring it in. So how do we know you don't wear it on Shabbos? How do you know you don't wear it during the night? Because in other words, how do you know it's a mitzvah zeh shazman gruamo? So Ravo Rabbi Lozor says, anoisin tefillin balayla oiver ba'aseh. If you put on tefillin in the night, it says, only in the day you put on tefillin, not the night. And the Hemshach Gisa Reb Chaim brings here from Maseches Brachos, Yemima pras l'shabbosos v'yom tovim. Only a regular day, you don't put it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Simo v'aravo Yosef u'matni b'ramso v'tefillin eloi. Ravo did learn, he was teaching Torah, and he had tefillin him even in the evening. So the more mitzadidim hoyu, and kimin pikodoy noy biyodoy. The tefillin shiroish were on the side, we're not in the middle where they were supposed to be. And tefillin shiyan, he was really holding it as a pikodoy, and he wasn't wearing them the way you have to wear tefillin. That's one answer. Is the bay meimar loy mar la noisin. The only problem putting in tefillin in the night is to put on tefillin in the night. Avim hoyu olam biyodoy motu. If he was there before, you could keep it on. Is the bay meimar, and another answer. You can have the tefillin until the time that people stop walking in the street, which not in the beginning of the night, but later in the night. Explains Reb Chaim, the last two answers hold that tefillin, you're allowed to wear tefillin at night min haTorah. The only reason we don't wear tefillin at night is din derabanan. They're afraid that people are going to fall asleep with the tefillin. So therefore, you remove the tefillin at night. So if someone is already wearing the tefillin before, so then derabanan not grace according to the second answer. Could the third answer, you don't have to do it in the beginning of the night, but when people stop walking in the street, people go to sleep. Is the bay nishwina meyadah, some learning from another pasuk, fayolo chalois, mi shetzrichim ois, the tefillin is ois, yotu shabbos v'yamitoyim shem gufon ois, shabbos and yontov is ois itself, so I don't have to have tefillin on Shabbos because the tefillin is ois, shabbos and yontov I have ois. So more of a look for achtiv miyamim yamimo, didn't we dish tashin yamimo yamimo to tell you, and not shabbos v'yamitoyim? You have to go with Rabbi Yochanan's nikudo. He says, "Kol milo d'loy mechaver." Things which are not so clear, bring a smachta from many places. Meaning, this halach l'moish we see, I don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. I want to show you rice. It's not so clear, so I bring a different psukim that could be soymech them halach l'moish on the psukim. Continues the Gemara and says, "Noshemina'in." How do we know the women don't wear tefillin? And you merely that really the potu for all mitzvahs as zeh shazman gromo. Because it says in the pasuk, "V'limatem oisom es bneichem, v'loiv noisechem." You teach your children, you teach your sons Torah, not the daughters. And it says before that, "Ukshatem loisayadechem," and then it says, "V'limatem oisom." So tefillin goes together with Torah. Hachayav b'Torah, chayav b'tefillin. Noshu shein chayavos b'Torah and chayavos b'tefillin. Someone who learns Torah, he also chayav b'tefillin. Women, they're not chayav b'Torah, they're not chayav b'tefillin. Simoy Sivun, Simoy asked, "Hay Michal bas Shaul, Michal the daughter of Shaul Melech, Hay Saloy Vesh's tefillin, she did wear tefillin. And Eshes Yoina, the wife of Yoina Novi, she used to go do Aliyah Leregel on her own, even though it's a mitzvah zeh shazman grama. You're learning from here, all mitzvah zeh that depend on time. Woman apotur, the wife of Yoina did go, and Chachamim did allow her to do it. Says the Gemara of Chizkiyah b'Shavo, Ishta Shayoina Hushva. No, that's not true. The wife of Yoina Novi was returned. Min Chachamim told, don't do it. He should not be mekayim mitzvah zeh shazman grama. You're not obligated in that. Michabas Shol, Chachamim told her to take out the tefillin because she's not mechuyev in mitzvah zeh shazman grama. And the Primoishi explains, why did they return her? They could take on themselves to do mitzvah zeh if she wants to. They didn't want people to learn from her that it's an obligation for a woman to do these mitzvahs. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Samech Gimel.